earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. Habakkuk 2 verse 14. God has ordained and commissioned Bishop Sammy Benner to preach the word of faith, hope and love, liberating men and women from all oppressions of life and releasing them into their glorious destinies. Get set for spiritual growth as you listen to the good word of the Lord. Now, Bishop Sammy Benner.
Bless you. Just as our theme is 2019, my year of restoration and success. My year of restoration and success. You will never know success until you have experienced failure. Neither can you be restored until something has been taken from you. Maybe I may not share, baby. Acts chapter 3. And I just want to read verse number 19 and 20. Acts chapter 3. Acts chapter 3, verses 19 and 20. I hope you are getting ready to take your Bible and read with me. Repent, ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out. When the times of refreshing, underline that, shall come from the presence of the Lord, and he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God has spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Hallelujah. Bible say, Onoa ahotifuo edifu akronkron ka ne ho asem di ne ho adanse until the restitution of all times. Not just a times is subject to be restored. Mami bisao, what happened to your days? What happened to your time? Enfedodoa udi edi nkuku udi awon twetwede we huna mane. Peter say until the restitution of all times. The word restitution is a synonym to restoration. Now restoration is an act or process of return something to its original or earlier condition or position. Joel say, I will therefore restore unto you the years. Years in a caterpillar, palmworm, locusts have eaten. I will restore. When the times of refreshing comes, there will be restitution of all things, including the years that have been eaten. Me name the Abrabody withdrew any name I would name him. But I just want to share a story with you. Bible say, "Na obu wombefu from na kachirom say the kingdom of God is likened unto a man who had two sons." Yemi anu yina may relate to one of the sons. Bible said the younger told the father, "Papa, menowa ye jumache." Me gonna say me ni a penny in my hey ya dachi, I may lose what belongs to me. And to divide your inheritance and give me my portion. Obiara will be sa what the man into the father did not resist the son, neither could deny him. The Bible say or the dear yeah the chef for a man and did there be a brand any two quambo quanso na or the no combo a hoo for. The Bible says he wasted. He squandered. Or say the one he said, To the extent they say he could not do any investment that could have yielded him dividends to live his life thereon. And Abrantia no drum pam pam shua the obedient ding. Anna oko submitted to another master to become a servant. In this world, if you don't value what you have, you become a servant to somebody else. Honorable children, people who fathers were once upon a time on the height for them to be recognized, and they were mumba, are a wayward, illegitimate, bastard, vagabonds in the society. If you cannot respect your value, they will put you down for the value. Bible say, "Na a person in prequeni ane ni bibeshi na funumu na anso yamano." I am talking about restitution of times, sister. What happened to you does not mean you must die with it. What you are going through doesn't mean it will end with you. Verse number 17 of Luke 15. Or say, Naneni ban, Hosono. Naneni ban, Hosono. Naneni ban, Hosono. And no besanus, a powerful again, a major enemy. And a metea, and a common dem in a mebre. Say, Rade restore what the first thing is a self realization. Mami tin to the kingdom and what has been your benefit. Until you come to realization, there will never be definition of your life. Until you come to realization, you can never have meaning to your life. Obisano huse apafwanye na mejeni na medaka na mebre. Masori na mako. Messore Namako. Isaiah 118:19. Come and let us reason together. So Wobonite said Damrama Mahuru Mema White says Shukwanchaba. In spite of your downfall, in spite of your sinful nature, God has you an agenda. He wants to have you around him for reason. He wants to reason with you. He wants to reason with you. Or John 2:4 said, just as I am without one prey. Sadi amitibiara. Oba. O freno. We need ba hoso. Uja wamano. The Bible see. O kasano. O sorry. Whenever you come to yourself, you don't remain at your destiny, your location. You don't remain at your location. Get up. Where you are might be your transitional position or transitional position. Praise. But never consider transition to be destiny. Rise up and make a move. The Bible says, now the father saw him from afar and he ran to meet him. God is eager to see you. Momre! Mwama ye nyuma bre abraba wa mwantwatwa de gume ni mase. Momre! Mwumra menchein. Ade suwa son na wu mwuna mane. Na wu nyo suwa fo. Mwumra menchein. Na me suwa mo. Na me mamo ahome. The father saw him from afar and ran to meet him. Oh, who no one of you said the child, his younger son, why you fee? Why you wretched? As Munyata the feeling free at home. Nobody come to this God and remain the same. Munyata the feeling free at home. Monsana tare fofro. Monsana empatia. For him to realize that he still belongs to the royal family. a ring. Namon kuma bua wat dori. Namomani topono. Montopono mano. For this my son was lost, but now is found. He was dead, but now alive. Out of war. What a God. Nyame Beni. Who does not hold our past to our future. Nyame Beni. Osi. And the sins of your youth shall I remember no more. He wants to do a new thing with your life. Why are you wasting the time? This is an opportunity. Repent and be convicted. Say, he has so much for you. Boy, in the end, was wasted and it got finished. But what was with the father could not finish. Whenever a well is disconnected from a stream, it will dry up. Bruh. I don't know what you are going through. Your father is ready to restore you, taking you back to your original place, bringing you back to the rightful position. It does not matter how many years the enemy wasted you and ate up your blessing. Or say, he has chosen us in Christ before the foundations of the world. Verse 3, Ephesians 1. Blessed be the name of the Lord our God, who has blessed us with all. And I dream in vital to our all-night service, a night of restoration, and a night of success. What have you wasted? Is it about your marriage, your business, your finance, your health, the years that have been eaten? I, the Lord, shall restore. The prodigal son was restored to his original position, from the wasted life to a successful position. From a shameful ground to a better position. Let all men be liars and let God be faithful. Faithful is he that has spoken. He hasteneth upon his word to perform. Mame mau testimony be. Let me give you a testimony. Let me give you a testimony. There is this guy, na Obama Soro Wonkoko, as far back as 1986, your friend Kweku Buedi. And one day I prayed about this boy and he became converted. I brought him to be with the machine. A brassaka what issue started here. And a boy, he started to mutufuno. Kweku Buedi backslided. He fell from the grace to grass. He began drinking, living all kinds of life. But one day, as a father, as I was praying and meditating about him, the Lord touched him. Me will fear Daku and a froka from Coco, a bam and chain wash our mind. Me free Coco years. And I said, Papa, me near Bam also, pray for me. And I taught him the word of God. He became convicted and converted, accepted Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior for the second time. Restoration became evident in his life. And Kweku Buedi, your sufferer. Who told you God cannot restore you? Who told you he cannot reposition you? Who told you he cannot do anything good with your life? Anaji, Beton Safra, wherever you are listening to me, we are having a night of restoration and a night of refreshing. A night of restoration and a night of grace or sex. Wednesday morning, we are meeting. Sunday, a mega service. Wherever you are listening to me, you can get me online. 0242 63 19:40 for a prayer. If you have never accepted Jesus to be your Lord and personal Savior, I just want you to bow your head and let me lead you to accept Him. Say after me, Father, I this day accept Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior. I surrender my will to Him. Holy Spirit, come and have abode in me. I will live the rest of my life to the glory of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and also to populate the kingdom of God. So help me God. Now that you have said this, the Spirit of the Lord has just come and have His abode in your heart. Call me on the for counseling, for consultation, 0242-63-1940. I repeat myself, 0242-63-1940. Somebody may ask, Bishop, where can I locate you? I'm just in Tema, Community 11, in between Presby and Baptist. Wherever you are listening to me, just take a come to Tema, Community 1, at the casino. Come to one casino, take taxi to Community 11, 1011. Say, you are just alighting a shepherd mission. They will drop you in front of the church. God bless you. See you Wednesday morning, Friday all night, or Sunday morning service. Bye-bye. I'm bound. Hey. Need to my soul. Asa for your way. Yeah, when you're my sweet, I am bold.